Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Author Talk, and this is Stephanie White, and today we have a special treat with Anoshi Haygood, and she's going to talk about some intriguing stories that she has written. So they're kind of different, and I like different. So if you notice me, I like what's not the norm, what everybody is writing. I don't like what everybody writes. I like a writer that steps out and steps away from the norm, and Anoshi is one of those people. So, Anoshi, welcome to Author Talk, and how are you today?
I'm great, and thank you very much. How are you today?
Okay, I'm doing just fine. And Anoshi has several books out, but I guess one of them that I'm kind of fascinated by is Gemini Breed. Okay, I like that because it deals with Haitian vampires and psychics. Now, that's a little different, and it's a little out of the box what everybody's writing about right now. So, Anoshi, why don't you tell us about Gemini Breed?
Okay, Gemini Breed is a book, of course, like you said, it's about Haitian vampires, and it also includes psychics. Now, the vampire is a little bit different. These vampires have actually taken an oath to save humanity from the hands of psychics, and the psychics use their psychic abilities to control the human population. So they're not really a good, the psychics are really not good people. But, you know, it kind of touches on, do you have to have a soul to really love?
Okay.
And so that's kind of the basics of the book, is looking at love in a whole different light of what we believe love is supposed to be.
Okay, and a lot of the people that have left reviews on your book, they talk about how Gemini Breed deals with love on a different level. And all of your reviews were positive and intriguing and makes a person want to get out and read your book. Now tell me, how did you develop Gemini Breed?
Gemini Breed deals with people in my life, actually. Like Natasha Fabian in the book is actually one of my best friends, who is you know, has been that kind of that shield for me. And her real name is actually Castilla Fabian. She's, you know, like I said, she's a real person. Lorette is sort of like me. You know, a lot of Lorette is me. Anthony is like a general for me, that one love that, despite all things, is always there. And Serge is a protector. And you know what? A lot of times I hear a lot of people tell me, you're a protector. You're always protecting people. You're always being there for people. So every part of that book has something personal to deal with, you know, or with me.
Okay. Now, how long did it take you to write Gemini Breed?
Gemini Breed took me right at close to 11 months.
Okay. Now, who's your favorite character in Gemini Breed?
I don't have a favorite character. You know, I never try to pick favorite characters because, like I said, all of them are really personal to me. So whenever I'm writing, I just become so personal that I can't not have a favorite.
Okay. So now, where does Gemini Breed, what's the locale for Gemini Breed where the story takes place?
It takes place partly in Miami, Florida, and partly in actually Jacmel, Haiti. Those are the actual two places where you see everything happening.
Okay, what did you say, Jacmel?
Jacmel is Jacmel, Haiti.
Oh, it's in Haiti, okay.
Yeah.
Mhm. Oh, all right. And is it like in present day? Is it futuristic or what is it?
It is present day.
Okay. All right. And I talked to Anoshi, and she's going to read from Gemini Breed for us. Is that, or did we agree on Gemini Breed, or did you want to go with Soulmates? Which one is it?
I think I'm going to read some of Gemini Breed.
Good. All right.
I'm going to read a little piece of it because I'm nervous. So.
All right. We're ready when you are.
Okay, this is from chapter 10, and it says, Anthony lifted his head and looked at Lorette in her face. He couldn't believe the beauty that he saw. The embarrassment he felt as she looked down at him continued to make him weak. He felt that it was because of him that she had to endure the things that she did. How could she be looking at him with loving eyes after all of that? He had seen that humans didn't have so much of capacity anymore. They were not forgiving. However, here with this woman, the most high of the vampiric nation, and she was forgiving him. Anthony, my general, I need you to get up. I have seen it all, and I know what has happened. I understand why you are like this, but that's neither here or there, nor there. Right now, I need you to find the strength that you have inside of you and get up. There is a war raging, the third war, and without you, we will not win. I need you to be the general I know that you are and lead our race to victory. So please, I'm pleading with you, arise and take your place as general of this army. Lorette looked at him as she telepathically spoke to him. Anthony slouched his shoulders and then with all his strength used his hand to push himself up. He knew that he had no choice. Lorette was right. He had to get himself together. He had no time to be in his feelings. He stood up and looked in Lorette's eyes. He heard the beating of her heart, which was foreign to him, coming from her. Thoughts started to flood him again. Lorette could feel his anguish as she placed her hands over his cheek. My general, it is okay. Forget about the things that have happened and start fresh right now. This very moment is all that matters. Now calm your mind and pull yourself together. I believe in you, my love. Those words made electricity run through Anthony, my love. Sir stood sorrowfully in front of Anthony with lowered head and eyes. Although he was the one who offered Anthony the change, he was not at all insecure with him being general over him. As a matter of fact, he was glad that Anthony was general because he was the leader with integrity and honor. He had seen the effects of being human through him, the effects of being so heartbroken that life meant nothing. He saw how his love was so strong that when he lost that love, he was ready to take his own life. Although he felt that humans were weak or a weak race because of how they allowed their feelings to show, that was the very thing that had left him jealous. The fact that although it left them vulnerable, it made them so strong. Yes, he wanted to know what it felt like to love so strong that nothing else but that person matters to you. He wanted to feel the beat of a heart, to know what it was like to feel regret was his longing. The research half Anthony was clearly visible when he looked in his eyes. He never wanted to deceive his brother, the High General, but he had no choice. He wanted to speak it out, but before he could mouth a word, Anthony touched him on the shoulder, lowered his head, and brought it back up in a nod that said, I understand and all is well. The truth was, it was hard for Sir to keep such a thing from Anthony, but he had been given the burden of knowing who Lorette was. He had the burden of knowing what Anthony was stripped of. The knowledge of who he truly was a sentence of persecution in and of itself. Serge was glad that he no longer had to carry the weight of silence. I understand why you did what you did. That is the oath that we both took, to protect the breed at all costs. That was your first order of loyalty. Serge paused and smiled, and a smile crept on his face as he spoke. I am proud of how you handled the whole thing. I know that it was not easy for you. I wonder if you would do better at this than me. When Anthony looked in Serge's eyes, they showed something foreign. They showed emotion, human emotion. Anthony, General Anthony Gautierrez, no other vampire could handle this army like you. I know that if we are going to win this war, we will need you to lead us, brother. Serge said, handing Anthony his sword. I wouldn't follow anyone else but you into this battle. you have brought us through to intact, and I wouldn't trust anyone else but you. They both grabbed hands and did the Gemini anthem, fist locked with one thumb up and one thumb down. Enough of this pity party. We have a war to win, Verse said. So that's part of chapter 10.
Wow. That was good. That was very good.
Thank you.
Now, that's from your family history. So were you told books, were you told stories about that as you were growing up? Or?
I was told stories about just my family in general, but not necessarily that. I did a lot of research on vampires and, you know, psychics and different things like that to write this book.
Okay.
And a lot of the Haitian history, like the Haitian Revolution, all of those things are interweaved into this book. So when you read it, it's going to almost be like this is, it takes a lot of history, like Napoleon history and stuff, and it and interweaves war with present day.
Mm. Okay. I like that. So while you were doing that, you know, getting your, probably in the back of your mind, you're remembering, you know, what your grandfather told you too. But as you were writing the story of Gemini Breed and bringing it together, you know, with your research and stuff, now could you actually see yourself in place as you were typing, you know, getting all this information in there? Could you see yourself in this war between the vampires and the psychics?
Actually, I could. A lot of what I wrote about in Gemini Breed, I had dreams about it first. It was like I actually became those characters as I wrote about them. And I would wake up even in the middle of the night and start typing because I would have dreamt about something. And I would just start writing it. And so, you know, like almost with all of my books, I actually become the characters. Like, for instance, on the book Queen of Spades, I became Nia in that book. I changed my answering machine to Nia. My family was calling me Nia for while I was writing that book. I got all the way into character. My daughter would be like, well, who are you going to be this time, Mama? Because she was like, literally, I would take on that character trait.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So now, is your father still alive? And if he is, how does he like your book?
He has only read part of it. And I'm still baby girl, and he is still alive, of course. But I'm baby girl, and just to see me writing, he's like, I don't even know how to take all of this in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's really an overwhelming thing to him.
Wow.
And, you know, I have, like, warned him, like, a couple of the books, of course, that have some, you know, sexual areas in it. And I don't really want my dad to read that kind of stuff because I don't want him to see that part of me, you know. I don't want to remain that spoiled brat, you know. I don't want him to see that grown-up part of me, you know.
I was a daddy's girl, so I understand exactly where you're coming from.
He loves the fact that I'm willing to just write about who I am and I'm not ashamed of who I am. And so many people are ashamed of who they are.
You're right. And I don't understand why anybody's ashamed of who they are either. I think it's, people have so much history inside them, you know, and to not embrace who you are. Because you are a unique human being. Each one of us has something unique going on in our family. Why would you not love yourself?
Because society, they go, and that's the whole basis of Gemini Breed, is going against what society has programmed us to be. And being okay with who you are. And understanding that as long as you have true love, and I'm not just talking about, you know, romantic love, but I'm talking about just, you know, just family love and, you know, different things like that. As long as you have that, that's all that matters. Because of love, all things can be conquered.
True. Very true.
You know, I believe in that thing 100% that love covers a multitude of sins. I believe that with my whole heart. And when I wrote that book, that was when I wrote this book, Gemini Bree, that was what was in my mind. Loving enough to cover a multitude of sins, anything that anyone could ever do to you.
I like that. So now, what's coming up next? I know you got, you know, Gemini Breed, and you had Religious Love. Am I right? Was that the one that came out this month?
Actually, Religious Love is my friend T.P. Horton. I do all of her covers and things like that, so you'll see my name with her book.
Okay, so that was her book, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's coming up for you?
I am Soulmate, Queen of Spades, and, of course, Gemini Breed.
Okay. So you do your own book cover?
Yes. I am actually a graphic designer. I do graphics. I have multiple things that I do. I do photography and also animations. I animate them into little small movies and different things like that.
Wow, you are very talented.
Well, thank you.
Very much so. So
I've been to school my whole life.
Really? You've been like that all your life? Animation.
I've always been to school. I'm ex-military as well. I actually am 100% disabled out of the military for post-traumatic stress disorder. And so when I got out, I had to find something to replace in my life because when I was military, I was so military that I didn't even know how to be civilian.
You didn't know how to leave that life behind, did you?
I didn't. And even now, today, I still don't really know how to leave it behind because every book that I write has something about the military in it.
Okay.
If it's loving a soldier or loving an ex-soldier, that's what there is. I'm not even going to lie.
I'm an ex-military wife, so believe me, I understand. Army. We were in the Army. So, believe me, I know what you're saying. But you fascinated me with animation. Now, you haven't thought about maybe doing some cartoons or something? Because, you know, we don't have enough African-Americans or either anybody of other colors that's going into animation. I mean, that's kind of like something that would be wonderful to see, you know, that some person of color is actually in animation.
You know, and it's funny because my friend Steel Edge and I have been really discussing doing actually part of Gemini Breed in animation.
Because
we do want to make it a movie. We've actually talked with him. Well, he and I have talked about it. We're trying to get everything together because we want to make it into a movie, and we've discussed just possibly doing it fully animation.
Now, that sounds really good.
And he is so excellent. I mean, we can pull it off. It would take us maybe a year, but I know that we can pull it off.
Wow. Well, you know, it's possible because, like, people didn't, you know, when Walt Disney started out, nobody believed him either. And look what he blew up into, Disney World. So, anything can happen in this world. You just have to want it bad enough.
And I believe it, and I want it because out of all of the books, Stephanie, to be honest with you, out of all of the books that I have written, Gemini is like my baby. That book was like a coming out book for me. It broke a lot of hurt that I had, a lot of hidden things that I was feeling. I was able to really get it out in that book. And so it's like I guard that book with all of my heart.
I can see.
Yeah, when I tell you that book is deep for me, from Anthony to Natasha to Serge, even Lorette, And even the bad, some of the bad people that are in there, like Tria and places, people like that, they were so personal for me. So, like, I just, mm-hmm. even though they were bad characters, I loved them.
Wow. So that book, like you say, comes from love.
It comes from love. It comes from really loving, to really having a hard type of love. You know, that kind of scary type of love, like, darn, that love is real scary. That's where that book comes in.
Wow. That one, I'm going to, next time, you're going to be back on again, Anosha. And I promise I would have read Gemini Breed, because you have really, you know, tweaked my interest in that book. then we'll talk. We're going to have to talk again about it, because I don't know. I like how you and I talked earlier about how you come, you know, came about doing all of this, but I like the history, your history, and how you incorporated it into Gemini Breed, you know, and yeah. I like how you said that, you know, the vampires are the protectors of the world, and the psychics are the destroyer of the world.
Yes.
And I like yes. that because, you know, most people hear psychics. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, he told my history and all of this good stuff going to happen. So you step out of that box where we all think psychics are goody-goody people and you put them in a whole another different world, and I like that.
That Anthony says in the very beginning of the book is, we embrace the things that we think are beautiful because of the outward appearance, mm-hmm. and we repel from the things that are ugly on the outward appearance. And so that's where psychics got them, because they saw the beauty of the outwardness, but they didn't see the insides of them. They didn't see what was really happening.
Right.
And, so you know, it's sad enough, society does that. They tell you, oh, you're too big, so I can't love you, or your hair is too kinky, or, you know, or, okay, your teeth are not straight, or there's always something. And then they see all of this beautiful thing. Oh, this woman, her backside is that big, and her waist is this size, but she's carrying disease. And so we are so blinded by what we see.
Yes. Yes,
and that
we
is,
are.
That is actually the human destruction, because I always tell people, close your eyes to see.
True.
You see so much better with your eyes closed.
You do. You absolutely do. But we're programmed to look at beauty. And beauty is deceitful.
Very, yes.
Most people don't say it that way, but it's very deceitful.
Yeah, it is. You know, like I tell people, for so long, I am 38 years old. I have a lot of life, and I've done a lot of stupid things. But, you know, one thing I've learned is beauty is in what I feel from you. Whatever aura you get off is where I know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I want to love the spirit of a person and not the flesh of a person, because loving the flesh of a person will keep you deceived.
It's true. Very true. Very true. So now, do you have another book coming out after this one?
Actually, Queen of Spades is a two-part. It's called Queen of Spades is a part of a series called the Royal Karma series, and the second
mm-hmm.
part of it is called The King of Hearts, and that is mm-hmm. getting ready to come out. I'm actually almost finished with it. I actually erased like 5 chapters of it and started all over again. And so
wow.
I'm feeling it. When I was reading it, it didn't do like I wanted it to, so I just erased the whole thing and started back over. So I was real bad
yeah.
about that kind of stuff. Like, it has to have certain things that I look for when I'm writing, and I'm very crucial of myself. And it didn't
mm-hmm.
have it, so I erased it and started over again.
Okay. And it's your book, how you want it to flow, so you did what you needed to do to get your book to go the way you wanted it to go.
Exactly. And, you know, I tell people, like, I've heard a lot of people, Stephanie, well, what did you not like about this person's book? And I go, I don't judge another person's book because that is their art. That is what they're feeling. They're telling their story. Mm-hmm. Who am I to say that their story wasn't good?
Okay.
You know, like, even with reviews, I don't read reviews. If a book, if a person say, hey, check my book out, I don't go and say, well, let me see what everybody else said. Because I'm so different, and I'm so, everybody used to tell me growing up I was misunderstood because I was so different in my way of thinking that mm-hmm. what one person may not like, I may love it with everything I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's
so
true.
I just pick it up and read it, and I see the positive in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is who you're writing from your heart and from your soul. So who am I to say that you didn't write that good? You were bold enough, and it took a lot out of you to write what you wrote. And so I'm supposed to respect that. Whether it's my cup of tea or not, I respect the fact that you did it because not everybody can do it.
Very true.
Or we would have a whole world of authors.
Right now, we are flooded with authors out there.
We are, but you know, they all have a story. That's why they became authors, because they had a story that they wanted to tell.
That's fiction.
I mean, that's why it's fiction. It's not real, you know. So if you want to have someone die tomorrow and get up the next day, that's your right, because it's fiction.
It's true. Very true. So now that you know you got your king of, you know, your next book coming out, is there something that down the pipe that you got back in your head that you want to bring to fuel, you know, bring forward from your mind onto a piece of paper?
Gemini Breed is going to be actually a part two. I did not write it to be a part two, but there is something brewing that I want to literally have another part of me, which is Cherokee Indian. My mom is part Cherokee Indian. I want to incorporate vampires and shamans somehow. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but it's in the back of my mind. And I'm literally kind of formulating it with the book that I've already written.
Okay.
So, yeah. I like to take all of my history and just put it in, just write about it, you know?
Now, the shaman history is very, oh, my God, you're going to enjoy writing about that. So that should be.
I don't want to disrespect while I'm writing, so that it's going to take a lot of research so that I won't disrespect while I'm writing.
This is true.
Because even with the Haitian writing, I made sure I did not disrespect or I didn't bring anything in there that was really off the wall, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yeah,
you know, with different heritage have different vibes, and you have to really be careful how you write and what you write because you don't want to offend anyone.
This is true. All right, I want to thank Anoshi for joining us today. She will be back again when her book comes back out. And by that time, I would have read Gemini Breed, which you got me kind of hooked on it. Now I got to read it. I want to thank you so much. I need to talk to you. Don't hang up you know what, Anoshi, send me a note in Facebook because I want you probably to do my cover.
Okay,
so give me a note, and me and you will talk about it because I need to get my cover done for a perfect watch. So,
sounds good
to me. I want to thank you again, and everybody, have a good night. Thank you for listening to Author Talk. Good night.
Good night.
And Anoshi, I'll put the episode in your box so you can share with your friends.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.